despite the misleading descriptions and titles, this is the Sportscast for nurses and flight attendants. I'm your host, Doug. If you want to contact us, email us at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. NCAA tournaments, lots happening. Yes, the men's committee screwed up with a lot of their picks. Syracuse and Florida State into the Sweet 16 once they got new life, but neither deserved to get in the first place. Texas absolutely did deserve to get in. What a team Texas Tech has, which means how good was Stephen F. Austin? What message is the NCAA sending, and why are they sending messages instead of picking teams? But the Michigan men. The New York Times reports several Wolverines players for a while have been wearing shorter basketball shorts, and our guess is, yes, this will catch on, and every other school will go back to wearing not quite short shorts, but a lot shorter shorts than had been the fashion for at least the last 26 years. This is significant for two reasons. First, Michigan and the super cool Fab Five teams are the ones who made the extremely long and baggy shorts mainstream. When last we left college basketball, at the end of the 80s, the latest super cool accessories were bike shorts in team colors with the team logos that were visible underneath the short basketball shorts. Then the Fab Five happened. Second, Michigan could well change the entire sport right back. A school with one national title in its history could make two far-reaching and significant cultural changes to the sport. The Wolverines' Ibby Watson tells the Times the long shorts are out of date, while a teammate asked, how can you play with the long shorts as the Fab Five did? Now, you would think, or we thought, that the long, wide shorts would actually act like goalie pads on defense and help, but I guess not. Anyway, Michigan's Jordan Poole believes he introduced wearing short shorts to the Wolverines and, by extension, basketball this season. Watson says he started it last season, and the New York Times thinks they both forgot about former Wolverine DJ Wilson. He only left last year, who wore the raised shorts last season. As far as their actual play in the tournament, Michigan has not looked great so far, but the winning and the appearance in the third round could further help the new old style catch on. This is significant for two reasons. First, all of us have spent almost three decades talking about what clods we were wearing tight gym shorts. We were so naive. What were we thinking? Look at that. So dated. That'll never come back. And now it's coming back. Second, this trend-setting group of Michigan players have to roll their shorts up at the waistband because the smallest shorts Michigan has to offer are medium. Now, Michigan's outfitted by Nike, the Just Do It outfit that can do anything. Just ask their commercials. It's possible. But apparently it's not possible for Nike to deliver smaller shorts to one of their biggest clients. Poole hit a frantic buzzer-beating three-pointer to put Michigan into the Sweet 16, and he shot the game winner with his legs splayed, resembling the classic Michael Jordan logo. Ironically, that pose is the very logo of the Jordan brand that can't get Poole shorts that fit. Thanks for putting up with us again.